Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dan is bailing himself out here with Ray Charles as his wedding singer. Dom Giordano Show. That's the side topic.
Thinking about a switch here, Dom.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I mean, Billy Joel's great, but I was just thinking Ray Charles. He can bring the blues. He can bring the love songs.
I'm thinking of switching from Elton John to Frankie Sinatra. How do you like that? There you go. I'm taking Elton John out. Frank Sinatra's singing.
Come on,
I want to hear my way. I want to hear it again
You can agree with me just a smidgen that his music sounds very similar to the rest of his music.
I'm not going to go on the record. That's for after the show. Okay. All right. So today, very special day. We'll play you sound from that day and what was going on when we were together. Thank God for talk radio, I'll tell you. It was actually the big talker then. You'll hear me saying that a lot. I'll play you a clip of what I said when we thought it was Osama bin Laden. I think it was in the early 10 o'clock hour that day, maybe the late 9 o'clock hour. And also, this display last night, and how people are going to feel when the Eagles engage in this. Steve made a great point. I know Steve. He's a brilliant guy. And this team unity means you have to agree with all these things. What does systemic racism mean? It means the country's racist. All right, now we are up to Dan, I need a cough second here. I'm sorry because I'm in the Dom zone. I got to do it. Let me know when I can do.
You're clear. Go ahead and cough, Dom.
There we go. Thank you, Ray Charles. Brought to you by Paul Dixon is a listener and a caller, and he had the idea to back the blue. Called us in one day with it. It's gotten more elaborate, and his colleague is with us too, Colleen O'Rourke. They join us here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Hey, Paul, welcome back. Tell us what you're doing right now and how we can help.
Good morning, Dom. Thank you so very much. So if I can, I'd like to deflect to Colleen because Colleen actually came up with this idea, and I just piggybacked, and the two of us had the idea to support our police, but I'd like you to talk to her first, if you would.
Sure. Okay. Let's go. Let me do
her brain.
Okay, yeah, but Colleen, let's get to it. Colleen, what is it that you're doing to support the police?
Good morning, Dom. So what
Hi.
We're doing to support the local Warminster police is we started a grassroots sign sales that people can display on their lawn that says we support the local police. So together with my husband Joe and my friend Paul, we decided that it was really important to show our local police department that we appreciate their service, especially at the time where nationwide the forces are being portrayed negatively. So we really wanted to come together as a community and let all the community that wants to show their support have a way to do it. So that's how we came up with the signs. My background is that I was born and raised in Philadelphia. My dad was a Philadelphia police officer for 28 years, and he retired in 1983. So, like many of my friends and family, we have ties to police officers throughout the nation. Currently, I have my son-in-law and my brother are actively serving on the police force, and I see what happens to them on a daily basis now more than ever. And so, we just wanted to do something that could impact our local community. He came up with the sign.
Yeah, I hope others model this, Colleen. How do they get the signs? What do they do?
So we've actually been very fortunate that we've had local support from many establishments in our community. And they so we sell the signs at cost in front of local areas. We also are accepting donations for the canine unit. People have been extremely generous on both ends. So our goal was 1,000 signs. So to date, we've reached 80% of the goal. And our fundraising for the canine unit was a $10,000 goal is what we set. So we are just over 50% there as well. It's been a really rewarding experience for us in the fact that the community is coming out, not only buying the signs and donating to the canine unit, but also sharing their stories of personal experiences with the police. Some of them have been, you know, people that have known these particular police officers for their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
We've met some incredible people. The Bucks County District Attorney, Matt Weintraub, has come out to several times to say thank you. Chief Donnelly has also personally come out to say thank you to us. Officers Rick and Officers Chris have brought their canines, Link and Bolt, to our sign selling events, and which honestly have been a fan favorite. So it's been just like an overwhelmingly positive experience.
That is tremendous. Paul, when's the next time you'll be doing this and where?
We will be out front of ShopRite in Warminster on Street Road Sunday morning, telling Joe and I from 10 a.m. till noon, Dom. We would love to have you and Dan join us someday. We appreciate the support. And as Colleen said, it has been humbling to listen to these police officers and their stories, you know, to hear that they're getting spit upon and they're getting bodily fluids thrown at them and they have to stand down by their chiefs and they can't do anything. It's just it's disgusting. I hope it changes soon. My heart goes out to these men and women that serve and protect us. And, you know, Colleen and I have known each other since our days back at St. Cecilia's and Fox Chase. And when she said, I need help, I said, I'm in. So,
well, thank you, Colleen and Paul, for what you're doing. This is exactly the type of grassroots, but it's those are big numbers to sell what you've done, to raise what you've done. Hopefully you inspire hundreds more people to do it. Paul, Colleen was on with me before, and we said it doesn't even have to be as elaborate as what you're doing, which is tremendous. It could be just holding up a sign with two or three people at a spot in the community where traffic, you know, the light doesn't turn too quickly. Honk for the police. I support the police.
Yeah.
And what you're seeing is the silent majority come out, and particularly suburban cops need this because in the past, I think people showed respect. It was the city cops that have really been under fire. Now it's spread to every cop in the country. That's what's going on.
Without a doubt.
Yes, and it really is disheartening to see. You know, especially on today being the anniversary of 9/11, we said we would never forget. And to see what has happened to the country and the way that the officers are just treated nationwide has been disheartening. So if we can do something small and spread it amongst the community to for others to be inspired and do more, it would just be a wonderful thing to do.
And Paul, again, the next time you and Colleen will be there selling is at the Warminster ShopRite. Where is that again?
That is on Street Road, West Street Road in the Warminster Town Shopping Center, Sunday from 10 a.m. till noon. We try to promote it as much as we can on social media. And with your, if you and Dan would allow it, I'll email you our upcoming events. If you guys could help promote it.
Oh, absolutely. We will.
We love it. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, because this last week we were in front of the Super Value, and there was a line before we even set up our table to sign. And so many people have said that they heard that our signs were for sale that day on your radio station. So it's been amazing. We sold out that day. Right, Paul?
Get more signs. Get those doggies out there. We'll have to get Dan over there, except if there's Frank Sinatra fans, then we might have trouble. But hey, Colleen and Paul, thank you very much for doing this. You probably have a sense, but it goes way beyond that. People listening now, they get inspired to do something too. That's where this goes. Good luck on Sunday with this. And Paul, send that to Dan and me, and we'll be sure to put it out there. Thank you guys very much.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so very much
Thank
for the
you.
Time.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.